It's a great way to start off the show. It really is. Bombs over a bag, Dad. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music, of course. The big, big, big show that you hear on the Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. and is broken down to different hours on steelcitymusic.ca. Yeah, people have been asking me, hey, can you put the show up on your website, like the whole thing and the hours and all the music? And I'm like, oh, all right, fine, if you like it that much. But you could always just go to the Hawk and download it from the archives, you know. But on the Hawk site, they don't have the track listing, so blah, 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 but whatever. I'm sure in time, everything changes now, doesn't it? Websites change, and functionalities of everyone's website change, and you can do certain things. And that's what's actually happening with steelcitymusic.ca. Yes, there are some changes that are coming. It's been up there for about 2.5 years. My buddy Tyler and I put it up there, so a new website is on the way, but everything might change. Just everything, you know? So there you go. And change is good, because I think we need this. We need change in 2021. We need to get out of this whole rut that we've been in since 2020 from the COVID crap. You know, and I say this as a pre-recording the show here in Hamilton, Ontario, looking out as a snowstorm is about to hit. It is completely gray and white right now. And I'm looking at my window recording this, and I'm going, oh my God, are you telling me I got to get out there with the snowblower? Really? Really, people? I'm not complaining too much because I do actually have a snowblower. Some people don't. All right, let's just get into the whole what we're going to be spinning in this set. You will hear The Weeknd, which is a lot of fun. Also, Preoccupations, Grape Tooth, great track. I don't know how they found me. The Avalanches will kick off this set, just because I love the horn part and how it starts. And I don't know, it's a lot of fun. So enjoy this set of music here. And coming up, we got some other cool tunes as well, some Ode to the 90s covers sort of thing. So check it out.
Why you missing with us? We ain't got no guns, we just let the bears witness the grizzly. Maybe polar. You ain't ready, you ain't ready, ready, roll up. Pull up machete, cut the bamboo paper. Let's roll out, baby, loud.
Get back. Move!
Turn them loose. He said to turn loose of him.
I'm not. So go home.
I swear to God. Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
You're not as stupid as you look, Ike. Now tell him to get back.
Go on now, get back.
Go on! Billy!
He'll kill me.
And you, music lover, you're next.
Drunk piano player. You're so drunk you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
That was a little bit of Val Kilmer for you. Wyatt Earp. It was in the 90s, I believe, that movie. He did a great job in it. He should have won an Oscar. Or did he? Or was he nominated? I don't know. All right, well, it's Steel City Music you're listening to. And, of course, if you've got any requests, concerns, interview, and all the other stuff, hit up the website, steelcitymusic.ca. There's a contact link right there for you, a section. And fire one off to say, hey, Gunner, can you help me out promoting this? Or this is my new song, this is my new artwork, this is the charity we're trying to work on, and blah, blah, blah. Any of those things, hit me up. That's all right. And speaking of charities, back in December, it was the 10-year anniversary of Lady Bird Sanctuary in Lady Bird and Animal Sanctuary, actually. And it's Melissa McClellan, Lisa Wynn, and another girl's name who, off the top of my head, I can't remember. But they used to do these shows at this in Hollywood and some of the other venues around town, raising money and awareness, trying to for animals and all types of animals, and trying to like get them back to health and rescue them and find them some homes. And I think that's like a wonderful thing to do when you can put yourself out there and help out others, and especially animals. I mean, no one really fights for the animals, right? Betty White even said that. So go to ladybirdandanimalsanctuary.com. They have all kinds of links. They have different events, online events. And they did a huge one back in December. And it was all money to raise for a farm that they wanted to buy and rehabilitate animals. So I thought that was a beautiful thing to do. And they had a lot of guests across Canada, great Canadian artists, Jan Arden, Brian Adams. Everybody was part of a giant online performance. And they raised money for that. I'm going to have them back on the air, and we'll find out where that stands right now in regards to funds. But please go to ladybirdanimalsanctuary.com and check it out if you're not aware of it, and make a donation if you can, and see if you can help everybody out. Okay. All right. In this next set of music, you're going to hear Potent Potables out of Hamilton, doing the Foo Fighters Watershed cover. Also, Trouble Charger covering Roller, April Wine. And they did a really good version of it, by the way. I got a request for some Killjoys, which is like a no-brainer for me because I love the Killjoys. Sally Won't. I'm going to spin that. Post Data with the Black Cloud. They have a new single up, but I was going to play it, but then I couldn't find it. So I've always liked Black Cloud, so, you know, might as well. The other day I was online, and Jacob Moon came up on my feed, and he does his Monday's Moon at Noon, I believe. I don't know if it was every day, but the day that I caught it, he was doing covers, and people were asking him questions, that sort of stuff. And he's also did a recorded version of Follow You, Follow Me, made a sweet video about it, but with him and his daughter in it. So I thought, wow, that's really good. That was kind of tugs at the heartstrings a little bit. So I thought I'd grab the audio off of that, of his version of Genesis, Follow You, Follow Me. So, yeah, I'm just thinking about the video right now, and it's just very sweet and touching. Boy, you get melancholy as you get older. You really do. All right, Follow You, Follow Me. Jacob Moon, Steel City Music.
Dark, I see so very clearly. that we know will be out. Stay with you, will you? Stay with me. Just one single tear in each passing year that will be.
I think they do that Foo Fighters song justice right there.
It's awesome.
Potent Potables, Watershed, Foo Fighters. You listen to Steel City Music, your host, Gunnar, here. Of course, full disclosure, as usual, this is a pre-recorded show because we can't get into the studios at the Hawk at this time due to the great COVID pandemic. And I got to tell you, it's affecting me just a little bit. It really is. I'm getting a little goofy, you know. I'm actually missing the days of being a tour manager with rock bands in the 90s. And this morning I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I was just paralyzed underneath the blankets because I was, you know, when you come out of a dream and it's all messed up and you're like, everything that you've ever done in your life just kind of like hits you. And then the soundtrack to Bare Naked Ladies doing the cover of Bruce Coburn's Lying in Bed like Brian Wilson did. If you know the song, you know the paralyzing of Brian Wilson, his life was. Anyway, I'm rambling just a little bit, but I mean, it was a pretty freaky morning over here. So, you know, I got up early and I'm like, I'm going to record the show. I'm going to get it all out of my system. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, so anyway, switching gears right now. Over the months and months and months and months and months and months, you see all the venues and different businesses here in Hamilton and across Canada and around the world, the smaller businesses just being hit, right? They just like, they're just trying to stay above water. And in here in Hamilton, we are losing a number of small businesses. And art galleries are closing and like, it's really tough. So, you know, and having said that, now they have this new UK variant that's coming out and hitting here in Canada. And, you know, hopefully we're trying to get through this winter so we can get into summer so we can get outside again. But a lot of venues are just holding on, and live venues. And one of them is the Casbah, of course. So if you go to Casbah.ca, actually they have a GoFundMe link on their website. Casbahlounge.ca. Go to that and click on the link, and there's a message from this from Brody, the booker owner, that sort of stuff. And they're trying to hit $25,000. Right now, they're at $17,647 as of January 26th. So it's been a long haul for them. But they're getting there. So. CasbahLounge.ca. Click on that. Click on the GoFundMe. If you can spare some cash, do it. Send them some cash. See if you can keep them afloat, right? Or buy some merch from them. That sort of thing. All right. Ending out this set here, this hour, we're gonna hear new stuff. Gary Numan, Intruder, Depeche Mode with the track Wrong. You know, which is awesome. Came a little while ago and I missed it, so I'm pretty excited about spinning this. And Motem, yes, Motem covering Sarah McLachlan's Building a Mystery. Crazy.
Hey. It's Big Motem. Shout out Sarah McLachlan. You already know I'm on my purpose, buddy. Hey, you come out at night. That's when the energy comes and the dark side is light and the vampires roam. You stretch a roster wear and your suicide poem and a cross from a faith that died before Jesus came. You're building a mystery. 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 You live in a church where you sleep with voodoo dolls and you won't give up the search for the ghosts in the halls. You wear your sandals in the snow and a smile that won't wash away. Can you look out the window without your shadow getting in the way? You're so beautiful with an edge of charm and also careful when I'm in your arms. Yeah, 'cause you're working, building a mystery, holding on and holding it in. Yeah, you're working, building a mystery and choosing so carefully. Yeah, you're working, building a mystery, holding on and holding it in. Yeah, you're working, building a mystery and choosing so carefully. You woke up screaming aloud, a prayer from your secret God. But you feed off of our fears and hold back your tears. You give us a tantrum and a know-it-all grin just when we need one, when the evening's thin. You're so shrine. Build them. I'm a mystery. Build them. I'm a mystery. Build them. I'm a mystery. Build them. Build them. I'm a mystery. Cause you're working, building a mystery, holding on and holding it in. Yeah, you're working, building a mystery and choosing so carefully. Cause you're working, building a mystery, holding on and holding it in. Yeah, you're working, building a mystery and choosing so carefully.
We'll be right back. I could listen to you scream pretty music to my ears. I could listen to it all day if you want me to. I could talk about my world, how you brought about ruin. I could talk about your greed if you want me to. I could look into your eyes, see a heart just like mine. I could throw away your reason if you want me to. Or I could walk into darkness, find the hole you crawled into. I would be the intruder if you want me to. Listen to more lies, vow promises you get, where you walk on water, like you said you would. I can make you my prisoner, but you a dead man talking, when you find the oceans, like you said you would.
Kojima just wants us to reconnect to fractured society and stop the Death Stranding.
What are all these ghosts?
Those are the Death Stranding, Rick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Jeez, Rick, you know, we've been walking for a while and I got this baby in a tube here.
Maybe it's some sort of crazy upgrade. Hold on, I've got an idea.
Hey, stop!
All right,
stop!
It's not an upgrade. Let's eat it.
What? We can't eat it? It's a baby!
Morty, what if it makes us run faster or jump higher?
Okay.
You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Okay. Let's start off this hour of Steel City Music with Interstellar Love from Thundercat.
Thank you.
Interstellar Love, Thundercat, brought to you by Max Ray. Hey, it's Steel City Music, your host Gunner here, and had a chat with my old buddy Max Ray about indie soul and all this other music, and he's like, "Oh, well, then you gotta spin some Thundercat." I'm going, "Yeah, I like Thundercat," and he sent me a list of other bands. He says, "Check this guy out, check that guy out." So we're gonna this hour, you're gonna hear some music from new stuff from Miles from Nowhere. An interview that I did, Orchard Drive, and a whole bunch of music recommended to me from my buddy Max Ray. Some stuff I remember, but Max like, "Oh, this track here, you know, try this. It's really good music, so I'm going to put it all together for this hour. So there you go. Hey, a friend of mine, Gridana, she adopted two dogs, Gus and Echo, and these dogs had it rough, and there's a place called satosavedrescue.wixsite.com. satosavedrescue.wixsite.com. Go to it. They also have a Facebook page as well. And basically, they fix up animals that are just, you know, had a really rough go. And some of them, like, were in kill shelters, that kind of thing. So this person has been doing it for a little while. It started back in like 2016. And so, you know, they have a lot of heart, and they're trying to, like, you know, save a lot of animals that are at risk of, you know, I should say dogs that are euthanasia risk, and they need medical, and they've been abandoned. So if you want to help out, go to the website, check it out. I've seen some of the animals that they've saved, and, you know, I have a dog of my own, and I want to get another dog. But, you know, family conflicts, you know, sort of thing. Our dog doesn't get along with any dog, and he has the rule of the house. Like, he's an older dog, so you got to kind of wait till the little fella passes on before. He just doesn't do well with other dogs. It's a whole other thing, but when I see this site and I see these poor dogs, I'm like, oh, got to help out. So if you want to make a donation, check them out. If you're interested in volunteering or helping them out in any way financially, please do so. I'm sending them off an email to see if I can get the owner of the